Asher's long-range ship made another orbit around the small, blue-green planet the Kindred called Earth as he waited for his latest mission to come over the viewscreen. He'd been traveling a long time to get here, a weary journey that involved multiple wormholes and folding space, all just to reach this contact. He just hoped he wouldn't have to kill anyone this time. Not that he minded the violence, but the cleanup was messy and time-consuming, so he preferred not to kill, though he certainly could, in a variety of interesting and efficient ways. As a member of the Kindred Elite Espionage Corps, he wore many hats. He was a diplomat, a spy, and when he need be, an assassin. It was a job he was well-suited for in temperament. No matter how stressful the situation, he always kept a cool head. In fact, some of his fellow agents had joked that he had ice water in his veins instead of blood. Nothing fazed him. And he was patient, too, but waiting for his contact to call was trying that patience at present. He sighed and stared at the viewscreen, where the Earth rolled by like a blue-green ball. A rather insignificant planet, he mused, and yet his kinsmen seemed to think it important enough to protect. As the mothership orbiting the planet's one moon could attest. For the life of him, he couldn't see the attraction. Though he had taken the time to learn one of the planet's main languages, English, for this mission. It was a primitive tongue, unlike his own elegant, flowing native tongue of Tolongese, which was rapidly becoming a dead language as his people died out. The Tongala kindred had much in common with the Blood kindred, of which they were an offshoot. A group of Blood kindred had settled on Tongala Prime about four generations ago and mated with the native people. Unfortunately, as always happened with kindred, who had a genetic anomaly which caused their population to be 95% male, they soon didn't have enough women to continue to thrive. In the normal course of events, a male-heavy population could import more females from another race and continue their species. But though the Tongala DNA was compatible with the kindred's own genetic material, it was stubbornly unable to mix with any other race, at least any they had found, and they had searched far and wide. And so the Tongala kindred were unable to bond with any woman without a trace of the Tongala genes in her bloodline, which meant that, as fewer and fewer females were available, the race was dying out. Asher had left the planet as a young warrior and never looked back. He had chosen to work in the dangerous elite espionage corps because he knew he would never mate, never find a female who he could call his own. He would forever be denied the three signs a Tongala kindred felt when he met his fated mate, the strike, the sight, and the sound. These he had only heard about from his grandfather, who had raised him after his parents died in a shuttle crash. And since females had become so rare in his own generation, he doubted any of his age group would ever experience the three signs. They, like his native language, were dying off and would soon be no more. Not that he cared, Asher told himself, wondering why he was thinking about this at all. He was, after all, perfectly content with his life. He had no wish to quit the elite corps and settle down with a female. His life was perfect just as it was. Or it would be if his goddess-damned contact would ever call him and give him the next mission. As if on cue, the view screen finally crackled to life, and a familiar face appeared.
Agent Asher, do you read me?
Here, Agent Drugare. Asher sat a little straighter in his seat. He was glad to hear the other male's voice. He hadn't been certain who his contact was, but Drugare was an old friend, and they had run several missions together. Asher was a little surprised, though. He had thought that the other male had quit the Corps in order to settle on Earth with the Earth female he had found as a bride.
Good to hear your voice, the other male said. It's been a long time since we've been on a mission together.